Hello, Hardy. Are you there?
Am I?
I
Am I
believe you are.
there?
You are there. I was waiting for you to just start talking.
Oh, and I was waiting for you. I
I'm
wonder how long
sorry.
that could have gone
That could
on.
have gone
That
on
would
a
have been
long time. That
interesting.
CD was just going to keep going.
Oh, fantastic. That would have been great. Well, that's my new intro. Here, I got
Okay.
to tell you a funny story. So, a
Okay, go
couple
ahead.
hours ago, I'm
Yes.
Skyping in from Lexington, Kentucky. So, station manager Ken calls me, said, "Let's do a test Skype." So he test Skypes me and he said, "Is there anything that you need?" And I said, "No, we got everything." And then he said, "Do you and Bronwyn have a theme?" And I thought he meant,
Like a theme song?
no, he,
What did he
well, that's
mean?
what he meant. I thought he
Oh.
meant, "Do you have some sort of overarching concept
Uh-huh.
for the show?" And
Yes.
I'm thinking, "Oh no, we don't." We talked a little bit about what we want to talk about,
Yeah.
but no, we don't have a theme.
Not
And
really a
then
theme.
he continued the conversation talking about music, and I continued talking about as if it were a conceit or something like that. So we don't have either. We have no theme, and we have no theme.
But we have each other, Hardy.
That's all we
That's the
need.
important thing. Well, we need the listeners.
Oh,
We need each
absolutely.
other and we need the listeners.
And I thought two possible themes. One is birds, which that didn't go
Okay.
anywhere when I thought about it.
Birds,
And the other
right?
is connections, how we're making connections. That's what this is all about,
Yes.
connecting with people and with each other. And this is one time a year where we can do it intensely, and I love it, and I love visiting. And we get to visit over this wacky way we're doing it over Skype. I'm not even there. If I had thought ahead, I would have made a papier-mâché model of myself and had it there.
Oh, would you do that for next year? That
I
would be
absolutely
fantastic.
will.
That would be superb. I would love that.
Yes.
Well, we have some people to thank already, so people are connecting with you already. And the first is DJ Vicky from People Like Us out there in London, England, and we're
Thank you,
thanking
Vicky.
her.
Right
Thanking
now,
her.
she's physically in Greece.
She was your co-host
She was
last
last week. It
week,
was a
and
lot
she
of
says,
fun.
"Love you, Hardy." And I am so jealous because she got to see you in person, and I didn't get to.
Oh, I got to start making that papier-mâché. That is even more of an encouragement to do it and
Listener.
somehow animate it.
Yeah, well, but you know, like then they would put artificial intelligence in it and they wouldn't even need you anymore.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we all need to find our own replacement, don't we? I mean, it's the thing that we want to keep going. The radio station isn't about any one of us, right? It's
Well,
about
that's
the
true.
spirit. We need to find somebody who's going to step into our shoes. And I'm thinking for me, the best fit, I think, would be a robot and one made of paper.
That would
And
be
I've thought
good.
about that a lot.
A
It
paper
should be a
robot.
human.
Yeah. Well, you mean like a humanoid appearance, but still, you know,
Not
not.
even. Maybe I'm limiting it. Maybe it shouldn't even be that, a humanoid. I don't think it even has to be. I think people would become comfortable with something else. Don't you think so?
Well, they'd get used to it. I mean, if it had your same voice.
Yes, right. Except if it was a whimsical papier-mâché giraffe.
Whimsical.
It
Oh, Gina,
would
did you hear what's happening to Toys R Us and the
be.
giraffe?
I
Godfrey,
know.
is
They're
that his
no
name?
longer.
Godfrey the giraffe?
Well, what's going to happen to him?
I don't know. Maybe he could come over and be you.
I think he should go to the Arthur universe. They have a
Oh,
giraffe there who's
do
a
they?
nice fella.
Do you like giraffes?
I like giraffes. I like Arthur. Arthur's Canadian. We don't have really animated aardvarks in this country, not
No.
suburban ones.
No.
And they do in
In Canada,
Canada.
they
They wear
have that.
little
They have a lot of
sweaters
things
and
in
things.
Canada. They wear a lot of sweaters in Canada. Listener
Yes.
Felix is 7 years old. He
Oh, Felix.
says he loves it when you throw things in the morning. I'm not sure what that's about, but
Oh,
he is.
that would be Clay. I'm also Clay.
Well, he says he's pledging to you, so we're thanking him, I
Right.
guess. Listener
But that's
Brett in
okay.
New York, listener Joshua in Seattle,
Thank you,
and
Joshua.
listener Drew in Brooklyn. We have a lot of people to thank here.
Thank
Listener
you, Drew.
Eric in Highland
Thank you, Eric.
Mills, listener Dave. Listener Dave says, "I try to listen to a lot of shows each week, but the only ones I never miss are Hardy White and Glenn Jones and X-Ray. Thanks for all the fun."
Oh,
It is fun.
fantastic.
Is that your dog? I
I think
heard
it
a
was.
dog.
I think it was my
What
dog.
kind
It
of
was the
dog do
one
you
that barks too
have?
much. Well, I can tell you exactly that because they
Oh.
now have been DNA tested.
Oh, you
So
know, the dog DNA tests used to not be that good. They used to always say everything was half poodle.
yes,
Did they
well,
tell
I
you
don't
your
know.
dogs were poodles?
They still aren't good, I'm sure.
What'd they
Because
say?
my thing that looks like a beagle, they say, is a beagle, which
Oh.
is a big That's a big surprise.
Right.
And then my other dog, they said, is a half Australian cattle dog.
That's like Lola here at the station, Ken's dog.
And then, yeah, is that what that is?
Yep.
Right. It's half that mm-hmm. and then a quarter pug.
Good heavens.
Well, I don't even want to think about that.
No, that's wrong. Go ahead.
And then a quarter something else.
Quarter something else.
Yeah, so
poodle.
I don't, it's
quarter
it,
poodle.
What it is, it's a large thing that jumps a lot.
Mm-hmm. That would be the Australian cattle dog.
Yeah, and she's sweet, but but kind of goofy looking.
I love dogs.
And I love her. And I feel
dogs
like the station
good.
Is sweet and goofy looking, and I love everything about it.
It's true.
I love to sing its praises, and I love to meet its people. I was so excited to be up there last week in the presence of everybody. It felt so great. All that great energy, which I was vampirically sucking and taking into myself. I'm going to take this home and use it for inspiration for weeks to come. It was lovely to see everybody, and that's such a special place. And you were asking me, how did I come to be on WFMU?
Yeah, you know, my husband Sluggo wanted to know that. He wanted to know, how did WFMU ever find you, and how did they recruit you onto this station? Because this, you know, you're out there in Lexington, Kentucky. And you're very special, Hardy, I have to say.
Oh, thank you very much. It was one of those really crazy things. So a friend of mine, Brett, I knew from Tallahassee, and Brett was running the Free Music Archive before Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. And Brett was an old friend of mine, and I guess he was just talking to Ken one day, and he said, you know, you need some Hardy White in your life or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so he showed him, I guess, a video or something, and Ken called me and said, do you want to maybe have a show? And I said, oh, I don't know, Ken. I'm pretty busy being depressed. And he said, well, is that maybe you'd want a little change? I said, okay, maybe I do. And then my life changed. It was after that. It was amazing. The people I met, the listeners I met, it really has been as much good for me as anybody. It's such a symbiotic relationship beautiful thing.
Yep, that's surprisingly normal, that story. I was expecting something much more bizarre, I'm sorry to say. But that was good. I'm glad that you're here, Hardy.
Well, I was thinking about lying.
I know. You could have made a big story out of it, but that was good.
It was sort of ordinary, but it was magical on my end because I didn't expect it.
Yeah, like, right, and now you're still here.
You said,
and
oh, that's
still
so
love
Ken,
you.
But
and
I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, who would know, right?
I know, and then, the first time I came up, and saw everybody. I went up to that door. I'd never met anybody at the station in person. Not a soul.
Right.
And I remember pressing that buzzer for the first time. I came up there all by myself. And I thought, what is going to happen? I was so nervous. And everybody was so wonderful. And I just found like I'd found something very special. And it was life-changing. And that is such a common story. I mean, I've talked to hundreds of, well, not really, now I'm lying.
Well,
dozens
all right, dozens.
Who share that experience, both volunteers and listeners and people who worked at the station. It is a life-changing thing, and it is so rare. When I was walking the streets of Jersey City recently when I was up there, I was listening to people as I'd pass by, and I heard a conversation. I heard this woman say, oh, I don't know what she was talking about, but she said, oh, that is a rare thing, like a unicorn. And I was so encouraged because I thought that unicorns were non-existent. And here they are merely rare.
Rare. That's right. But you know what?
And it gave me hope. And I think what we have is a rare thing.
It is a rare thing, and we do not want it to become non-existent. That's why we're here talking today.
And we depend on the people who listen and have a relationship with the individual shows.
Exactly.
And who have... And it's a thing that... It's like a bird. I remember.
So you're getting back to your theme of birds.
I think so. I think
okay,
I'm gonna. I'm
go
not
ahead.
Gonna discard the theme of birds
go
because
birds.
I remember finding a bird outside of my home when I was living in Georgia, and it was an injured bird, and I didn't want to do nothing, and so I picked up that bird and I put it in a shoebox and I nursed it and I kept it going, and as long as that bird was alive, I felt as if I were doing something, and I was giving it a little life. It died. But
Hardy!
Well, I mean, everything dies, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, but not WFMU.
Well, eventually everything will
go
away.
No, it goes on beyond us. It's going to be full of whimsical robots.
That's
exactly right. In the future, WFMU will be staffed with whimsical robots with artificial intelligence, but it will go on.
It will go on unless nobody does anything, and then it won't, because everything does end. And we need to know that things are sometimes their existence is a little more tenuous than we'd like to admit.
Well, that's true.
And that things are a little more fragile than we'd like to admit. And we think they're going to be there all the time. When I was listening to the station driving up, I was falling asleep. I wasn't driving, thank goodness, because I was drifting in and out of sleep.
Yes.
But we had WFMU on the entire way, and I would hear it, and it just felt so wonderful and comforting. Even when the music was raucous and crazy, there was something about the voices of the people on there that was so beautiful and real to me. And it was, I felt like not so alone in the world, and it didn't feel forced or phony the way that some things do when they're commercial or advertising. Mm-hmm. There was a beautiful sincerity and a rawness that let me know that these are real people. They have real passions about what they're playing and they're talking about, and this is disappearing in our world, and we don't have to let it go completely. We need you. You are needed. I need you personally to make my life better. I need you to help me because there are people that depend on the radio station just for company, just to
That's true.
To keep
you going. I always did. And I, you know, one thing that I want to tell people, if they're sitting there listening to you and they're saying, how can I help? What can I do? You can call 1-800-989-9368 and pledge some money to WFMU. We didn't give the phone number very much last week.
No. I forgot to talk about my premium.
Oh, I have to give the phone number 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. I have a ton of people to thank, Hardy. And you probably know all these people, so let's thank them, right?
I bet I do. I can't wait. It's my favorite part.
Listener Craig, listener Tom
in
Jersey City, listener Sarah in Portland, listener Rick in Jersey City, listener Ken in Rahway, listener Paul in Magnolia, Arkansas. I bet listener Paul, if you're down there in Magnolia, Arkansas, I bet you are one of the few people in Magnolia, somebody who grew up in the middle of the country where nobody else was like me. I bet that WFMU is a great comfort to you, because you know that there are people like you in the world who care about you. Listener Paul in Magnolia, Arkansas. Listener William in Amory, Mississippi.
Thanks, William.
Listener Bridget in Newark. Listener
Julie
in Phoenix.
Say that one again. I didn't hear it.
Julia in Phoenix.
Julia. Thanks.
Somebody who says their name is Bones McCoy is in Summit, New Jersey. Listener Dale in New Hampton, New York. Listener Bobby in Brooklyn. Listener Julie in Stuyvesant. Listener Jane in Maplewood. Listener Rob. All love WFMU, and they all love you, Artie.
That's really nice
to know, isn't it?
It's wonderful to know. And this is the time of year where we get to let each other know that we appreciate who they are and what they're doing and their values, and we value the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's when it comes right down to it, what we value is human freedom, the freedom of the spirit. You know, to embrace different things. People like different things. Different things move their hearts and give them joy. And
right.
To be able to share that with others, you know, not millions of people are going to like one kind of music. You may be, there's something that might speak to you that only a few people like. Can you imagine finding them all? It's a wonderful feeling, you know?
Right.
And we provide those moments all the time on WFMU. You can find others that like the same thing. Gosh, my show, do I think that it would, is that going to follow the Tonight Show? No. Why would it?
No. But it's doing well here, because here are people who love your show and love WFMU. Listener Rob in Arlington. Listener
Thanks, Rob.
John in Staten Island. Listener Jason in Staten Island. Listener Stone in Chicago. Stone's a cool
first
name. Listener Doug in Highland Park. Listener Nick. Oh, Goulburn, New South Wales, Australia.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, Australia, although it is its own separate continent, is part of the Eurovision Song Contest. Did you know that? Every year they have a big song contest in Europe.
You know, I kind of thought that. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? That's weird. How'd they get exempted?
I don't know. They let Australia in. So they're in the Euro, and WFMU is going to be doing its own WFM Eurovision meetup on May 12th, and we're all going to watch the Eurovision Song Contest together. I hope you can come, Hardy. It would be wonderful to have you here.
That's so wonderful. Oh, I would love that.
Australia will be in there.
That's a crazy, crazy song contest.
Yes, right? Listener Webb in West Kingston, Rhode Island. Listener Chris in Sparta. Listener Chiara in Jersey City. Listener Graham in New York. Listener Michael in Belleville says, the only radio station that matters, and that is true.
I think so. Well, right now for me.
Here's somebody in your own neck of the woods from Lexington, Kentucky. Listener Matthew says, you are all amazing.
Oh, yes. I may or may not have actually driven up from Kentucky for the first week mm-hmm. of the marathon with Matthew.
Oh, you drove up.
Yes. Oh, it was crazy.
And that's
it was
when you were falling asleep. That's when you were
crazy.
Falling asleep in the car because you mm-hmm. you all were driving. So, I'm so glad you didn't take United Airlines.
No, they're
terrible. They beat their passengers bloody and drag them off the plane and kill their puppies and all kinds
of
things.
I know. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, don't ever take a plane. It's very big.
Also,
very
I travel with an imaginary friend, and they're not cool.
Oh, no, no. They make
that.
You. They make you buy a separate seat for your imaginary friend, and I don't think that's right.
They do that. Which is it? Is he there or not?
Right. Tell you to put your imaginary friend in a bag in the overhead bin. You can't do that. That's your friend.
It's cruel.
Just because they're imaginary doesn't mean it's not your friend. All my friends on WFMU are imaginary.
Yeah, I don't like to fly.
No.
I like to fly in my dreams. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, the mm-hmm. kind when you're probably holding your breath and gonna die, but you get the sensation that you're flying like a bird. I like that.
Birds.
You can't bring a lot of
carry-on.
Birds.
Here come birds again. Go ahead. Yeah, you're flying like a bird.
That's a nice way to fly. I don't know that I want to get inside what is essentially seems to me like a large metal coffin, and go off with other people. And I'd like it's existential. Mm-hmm. As an existential exercise, you know, like it's nice. You know, you sit there and you go, okay, I'm prepared to die. And so that's what I feel like when I get on a plane. I've come to terms. And then if I survive, well, that's great. That's just a perk. But I'm scared to death, and I think it feels inconvenient. And I would rather either car or unicycle. I don't even ride a unicycle, but I would rather. I'd do a hot air balloon like the Montgolfier brothers or something.
Heavens.
I'd get up.
You'd do that instead of getting in an airplane?
Probably not. No, you would not. Foolishness. No,
yeah,
that's scary,
not true.
Isn't it?
I'm calling you on that. That's not right.
Listen,
I have to say, Lister Ralph just pledged to your show, and he says, Hardy's show was show number one, and I found everything else after that.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you.
That makes me feel so good. It really does.
Now, people probably wonder why, if we're on the air here, why aren't we hearing the phones ringing in the phone room? And part of it is because I'm not given the number enough, which is 1-800-989-9368. And part of it, I should slow down, 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU. And we have some wonderful volunteers out there waiting to talk to you. But the other thing is that I am not actually physically in the phone room, and so you can't hear it. But the phones are going off. They really are, and we're getting.
I got to tell you, I was a little concerned.
You were getting a little worried. I just wanted to let you know.
Awfully quiet.
Yeah, and people are pledging on WFMU.org as well, and we do have a lot of people to thank and everything. But they are pledging, and they're pledging to you, Hardy. And I'm sorry you can't hear them, but I can see the activity out there, and things are happening. So.
Oh well, I love them so much. I just want to mention that I have a premium.
You forgot to talk about that very much.
I forgot
last week.
Talk about it last time. It's a DVD, which they don't make anymore.
Yeah. So you have to have a DVD player.
You have to have a DVD player.
I don't think we're giving away any of those, though.
No.
We're just giving
but
away
you can
the DVD.
Find one at a thrift shop
or
something.
Yeah, eBay. You can buy one on eBay. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And I made a DVD, and it's a short 45-minute visit. And it's a walk with me. I take a walk. It's from the perspective of you. You're with me. You don't remember doing it, I'm sure, but you were there. I can assure you, you were there.
It was like a dream. It was like a dream that I had, that I was walking with Hardy White.
Exactly.
And where were we walking?
we're walking through the Arboretum at in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh.
So there's trees there. They're all, you know, it's winter, so they've lost their leaves. And so, but we're walking and we're talking about the trees, you and I, and we're having a little visit. It's something that's, what they call deliberately paced. But that's to slow you down, and you just take a little walk with a friend. You know, it's not there are explosions, but they weren't really planned. But really, it's just a calm little. You know, you never know when you're in the Arboretum.
You never know when things are going to blow up. Trees are going to suddenly spontaneously explode, just like people have spontaneous human combustion.
That's
there's
right.
There's spontaneous arboreum combustion, and the trees just explode.
The pressure builds. The pressure
you
being
can't help
a tree.
The pressure being a tree. That sap that's contained in that hard bark that holds it in. The pressure of it just explodes.
And also, people are always trying to make something out of you. Something poetic. They're trying to force some. I'm just a tree. I'm not life, because I'm shaped like a dendrite doesn't mean that I'm a nerve ending or something. I'm
exactly.
not sending signals to the heavens. I'm merely
Fibonacci
a tree.
Numbers. Just because my branches branch out according to Fibonacci numbers, it doesn't mean that I'm somehow something special connected to the universe in a special way. I am just a tree.
Exactly, and I point that out repeatedly
Great.
On the walk.
Oh, that's fantastic! I would love to take a walk.
And then I show you how to identify a burrow, which I just learned.
Wait, a burrow? A burrow that a groundhog lives in, or a burrow like a donkey? Hee haw! What kind?
It's my accent. Burr oak. It's a type of oak tree.
A burr oak, a kind of tree.
Yes, it's a type of tree.
Okay.
There's many different types of oaks, pin oaks, bur oaks, live oaks. We
red
don't have
oaks?
Oaks,
red here. Oaks? We have red oaks.
Red oaks,
where
yeah,
I grew
absolutely.
Up. Uh-huh.
So there's all, and we go, and the easiest way to identify them is they should have a little tag on them with their name. But that might not
just
be
in the Arboretum, they might have that.
They do at that. Now, outside of the Arboretum, I'm not so sure. It's funny, it's different with zoos. I go there and I go, that's a tiger.
Oh, we just got the two sweetest pledges in the whole wide world.
Oh,
at WFMU.org. Can I? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Because I know you're telling people what they're going to get. And if they pledge, is it $70 or more that they get to walk with you on the DVD? Is that true?
I think so. That
think
sounds
so.
About right.
That sounds right. We don't really know.
Numbers are meaningless to me, but
exactly.
if you say that's true.
I don't really know either. I
just
really
agree
know.
With everybody. Real estate agents,
that's,
car
sure,
salesmen.
Whatever. You just sign on the line, right?
Cell phone person.
Good. Okay. All right. Two, the most sweetest. We have so many people that we haven't thanked yet, and I really want to get to everybody because people are sending you their love, Hardy, and I second that. But here's one from listener Sebastian. In Germany, in
Thank
Deutschland. Vielen Dank, Sebastian.
He says,
great to hear you on the air again, Bronwyn, we miss you. And that's just making me cry. That's so sweet. I love listener Sebastian. He does good work over there in Berlin. He has a job. What he does is he finds books that were taken from Jewish families by the Nazis, and he gives the books back to their families.
That's amazing.
He is an amazing person, and he is a listener to WFMU, and I can't express how much I value listener Sebastian. And he's listening to you right now, Hardy, and he's pledging to your show.
Oh, I feel very, very honored. And
now here we go. Listener,
warmed and delighted.
Listener Jim, down there in South Carolina, giving you a mighty, I don't even know what to call this. I mean, there's names for all these pledge amounts and things, but it is pretty substantial. I'll have to tell you off the air, I guess, how much it is, because you will have to sit down and fan yourself when you hear. But he says, this pledge is from listener Ralphine in memory of the Thunk Tank. Go Cox! And that's Go Cox is Gamecocks, the South Carolina University. Oh. You might not know that, but, you know. Listener Ralphine, thank you
Fantastic.
For that. That
thank
is
you.
So sweet of you, and I really appreciate it. Thunk Tank was a show of mine many years ago, and I really, that means a lot to me that people are supporting Hardy White and supporting WFMU. And even though I am not regularly on the air anymore, WFMU is near and dear to my heart, and I really appreciate your supporting it. So thank you, everybody.
Once you're in, you're in.
I know, they won't let you go. It's like a cult. They won't let you leave. They won't let you. They brought me back to co-host with you tonight, Hardy, and I'm like, I'm not on the air anymore. And listen, you know, station manager Kenny goes like, you get in there. You get on DAW number 2, and you talk to Hardy White. And I'm like, okay, Ken, I will, whatever you say, Ken. It's all right.
First of all, that sounds just like him.
It sounds just like Ken, doesn't it? He says, you give that phone number, 1-800-989-9368. You tell people to pledge at WFMU.org. And I'm like, okay, Ken, don't hit me again, please. Don't sick your dog on me, Ken. I'll do it. Whatever you tell me, I'll do it. Listener George in Knoxville, Tennessee is pledging. Okay, and now we have a listener in Portland, Oregon, and she, I believe, has a Danish letter in her name, and I am learning Danish now, because I found out that I am Danish, because I have apparently a surprise grandfather that I didn't know I had, and so I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but I think it's Renue. Listener Renue, okay, in Portland. Thank you for your pledge to Hardy White. Listener Jason in Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Here's listener Todd. Now, he phoned in at 1-800-989-9368, and he talked to one of the listeners, and he said he has a Popeye quote. He says, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday. And he says he feels terrible for not being here.
Oh, I know that Todd, and that Todd is a blessing. He is one of the first people I met, if that's the Todd I think it is.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? You meet people here, and the listeners connect with us, and we connect with them, and everyone that does a show here, in case you don't know, we don't get paid, right? The people who do shows, they do it for the love of doing it, and they do it for the listeners, because if the listeners weren't there, the people who do the shows wouldn't be here, and it means a lot to us that what we do connects with you, and it means a lot to us that what you support WFMU keeps us on the air. So it's just agape.
And you can tell people are doing it for the love of it, too. You know, it's just there's a huge difference. I was watching the public television the other day, and they had this thing on
on
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. You know, they're like digging out Mr. Rogers' reanimated corpse and making a zombie out of him to raise money, and it's just
they are,
sad.
That part cured me of the weepies that the other part gave me, because I thought, now they're just sort of exploiting it. However,
yes,
the thing that does make you weepy when you hear Mr. Rogers not when he's being trotted out like that and danced around as a corpse, but
yes.
When you just hear the message, you know, that's when your heart really just feels its softest.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
When you hear him saying, you know, I like you the way you are. And I think that, you know, you don't have to be Mr. Rogers. The WFMU has that message. You're fine the way you are. Here's some stuff. Here's some music.
Right.
There's other people like that.
You're fine. You are not alone. You are not alone. We are here and we are with you, and you are not alone. And as weird as you are, we are just as weird, and we love you.
That's right. I'm a freak. You go, oh, man, you don't even know. You're not even close.
You're a freak, and won't you be my neighbor?
Here's a freak. here's your long-lost freak sibling, because we're out here, and that resonates with people. We recognize one another, and we want to say, you know, we want to spread these values that we have. This gives us such power, being able to get in touch with people through the airwaves like this, contact people worldwide. We can say these things. We can say, you be free to think. You want to think any way you want, you do that. There are all ways to express yourself. You are not alone. Listen to this. Let yourself be creative. Let your mind soar. Don't limit it to something that people want you to buy. Don't put yourself in a box. Here are others that are freeing themselves and freeing their minds.
Right.
And that is a philosophical message. It's a political message, an economic message, and it's the one that we want to spread worldwide. It is what we are in. This is propaganda in the good kind that's going to lift your heart up, the good kind that's going to make you feel free, that's going to make you feel light, that's going to let some of that old the world can tell you to despise yourself and others, and we're saying you can let it go. And so I thought you just played music and did talk and stuff on the radio. Listen more carefully, friends, and you will hear that there is a beautiful message of love and acceptance behind it all.
That is so true. That is so true. Thank you, Hardy. And your listener, Mark, from West Orange, he says that you have changed his life for the better. And that's just confirming what you just said. Absolutely.
You know,
and listener Mark has changed our lives for the better, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
He has.
It is absolutely mutual.
Absolutely.
When someone says
mutual.
That to you,
it's
you know,
totally mutual, right?
Then they've changed your life. It's this beautiful thing.
Right. And listener Fern in New York City, she says, Hardy and Bronwyn make the world a better place. And listener Fern, you make the world a better place because you're keeping
Fern.
WFMU on the air. Thank you. Listener Mark in Monroe.
Thank you, Mark.
He says he loves you, Hardy.
Oh, love you too. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Listener Owen in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He says,
thank you, Owen.
He says, oh, possum. I'm afraid of possums.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
I was.
I had to read up on them. That's where knowledge sometimes helps you a little
bit. Knowledge helps you? That's awesome.
Who knew?
That's incredible.
To help me not be jerky.
Now, what did you find out about possums that was good knowledge that kept you from being afraid of them? Because I am terrified of possums. I'm afraid they're going to crawl in my window at night and have rabies.
No, here's the thing. The thing about possums is that the likelihood that they have rabies is very, very low, lower than most mammals.
Because they're marsupials? They're not actually mammals?
Their body temperature is very low.
Oh, really? Oh,
and
I didn't
so
know that.
With that low body temperature, they're less likely to be. It's not impossible possums to have rabies, but it's very, very rare.
Oh, this is good. Knowledge is helping me then.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes.
Okay, continue, please.
And
this
they just
awesome.
Don't have any lips. You know, that's why
no,
they got
no.
Their, it looks
possum
like,
lips. There are no possum lips.
Yeah, so
it's
they just
true.
Look like they're always like.
I know, they always look like they're grinning.
Another fact is you don't kill one, but the interesting thing about the fur of the possum is that a lot of creatures like dogs have three layers of coat. They have a out and inner. Well, the
correct.
Possum only has what they call on hair, which is like the middle layer of fur. And they only have on hair.
Really?
So they would really be like, I don't want to make a hat out of one or anything because I love all creatures. But I mean, if
you did wear a
terrible
hat,
circumstances,
would you wear a possum hat?
I'd go for the possum over the raccoon.
No kidding. Now,
that's
see,
just me.
You are very knowledgeable about possums.
Well, because I had a fear, and to get rid of the fear,
I
decided to read a little. I did that with vultures and everything. Things that I think crows, I changed my mind about
crows.
Oh,
no, crows are wonderful. Crows are very intelligent.
They are. And the problem was I wanted
them to be intelligent
like me. And now
we're back to birds again. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I wanted them to be intelligent like me, but they're intelligent like crows. They think in a different way. They're very smart.
That's true.
They think in a crow way.
Now, here's the difference between dogs and cats, right? So dogs think very much like people, and you can tell what a dog is thinking, and a dog can tell what you're thinking. And dogs are the only animals that will look when you point at something. A dog will turn and look at where you're pointing. We had a cat, and it went up when it used to go to the cabinet and meow when it wanted to be fed. And one day it needed water, so it went to the cabinet and meowed at the cabinet because it wanted water. And I said, the cat thinks differently than the dog does. They have a different way of thinking. They do. And crows have a different way of thinking. They do, but they're very smart.
They are very smart.
They
can solve problems.
They can solve problems. They make tools.
And they have a really long memory.
Yes.
They can literally remember you for years. It's quite remarkable.
And
the other thing about crows,
if you watch,
is they are really absolutely indistinguishable. And I know that I've read, I thought, is it just me? But I read that even scientists who study them have a very, very hard time telling them apart. They have no distinguish. They're just, wow. They, you know, I have like they stay in like small families a lot of times, like groups of five and everything.
Yeah.
And so I have like three or five crows that kind of hang around my house. And I've tried to figure out, like, I'm on a,
you know. You can't tell them apart.
One of them's got to have some kind of dot on his tail, you know, and he'll be dotty. But I never found that. It never happened.
Oh.
They look very similar.
That's interesting.
But I bet they can tell each other apart.
I bet they can. And they can tell you. They can tell who you are.
They can, which is scary.
Yes.
Crows that is scary.
So now are we afraid of crows again? No.
No, I love them. No, they're wonderful creatures.
They're good.
Most creatures, just, you know, if you know what they're, what, how they're, sort of a little bit about them, you know, you can help yourself not make a stupid mistake and insist that they have a different nature than they have.
That's right.
And that's when we come up with things. When I say we, I mean Ken, to have things on the radio.
Yes.
You think about the different natures of people.
Yes.
Not everybody likes the same thing. And so,
that's,
you know, he may have a show where he doesn't even like or listen to the music. It doesn't matter. He recognizes that someone does, that there's someone out there with whom that is going to resonate.
That's right. You know, we have some very strange talk shows on WFMU. And it's because Ken says, you know, that's something that people could relate to. That's something that nobody else has done before. We had a WFMU sports talk show called Sportsy Talk. We have a WFMU gig talk show, which I love. They're on right before you. And that's like such a strange thing, but it works because it's WFMU, because people come in with a concept. They have a specific thing that they want to do. It's not just the music. Some people are very specific about their music shows. Some people are very eclectic about their music shows. Some people are freeform about their music shows. But even the talk shows, you know, it's just like a very specific thing that they're presenting. And only WFMU does that. Listener Tom, he comes over from Glasgow every year, and he's a pleasure to you. Thank you, Listener Tom.
I like Tom. It was good to see
everybody
Tom.
Loves
I got to
Tom.
Actually
Did
see
you get
Tom.
To meet him? I am so jealous that everybody got to meet you.
Tom,
I thought you were going to be here the week that I was here, and you're not. But that's
I pulled the switcheroo.
I used to,
a couple of years I came the second week.
That's what I've expected.
And then last year, Ken sort of accidentally said,
nothing is accidental with Ken.
Perform this Friday, and
that?
I did.
Yes.
And then I was like, hey, I like that first week. And it just fit into my schedule better because I drove up with a friend and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to come that second week again.
Your performances are amazing. I've seen a couple of them, and I was sorry that I missed this past one, but it was pretty great.
Oh, it was so good to see everybody, because some people I see every year, and it's just so wonderful. Or I see them online. I don't know, you know, they'll meet me in person, and they'll say, I'm so-and-so from Facebook or Twitter or something, and my mind, little parts of it just blow out my ears and off the top of my head, and little pieces come out, because I can't. It's unbelievable meeting someone in person like that who's, you know, because maybe they've encouraged you, which people have, you know, and they mean so much to you, and you may mean a lot to them, you know, from listening to the show. And to be able to tell each other thank you is such a blessing. And that's why I love the marathon, when I can go on the radio like this and say thank you, because it'd be inappropriate for me to do it every single day, every week.
But people are thanking you, too, for being on the air, Hardy, and they're calling into 1-800-989-9368, and they're pledging online at WFMU.org, and Lister Brendan in Massachusetts has pledged, and he says, Hardy, you are a beacon of inspiration, joy, and optimism in what are deeply cynical times. Keep fighting the good fight.
Oh,
thank you
so much.
Isn't that lovely when you hear something like that?
Oh, it absolutely is.
And
I mean, this is what keeps me going. This is fuel.
Yeah,
this is inspiration to
Listener me. Listener Aaron and Listener Brendan are both going to get your DVD of the walk through the Arboretum.
Oh, fantastic.
Listener Aaron says, you all are awesome. Thanks for keeping good radio alive.
Oh,
listener,
thank you.
Oh, here, this one's came in on the phone. Listener David! Listener David, he's one of our favorite listeners. I can say his last name. Listener Dave Romero. He says, thanks for the prayers. I survived. Thank you, Listener David. I love you so much.
Thank you.
That is very sweet. Listener Charles says, he's in Quebec, Canada. He says, I've got nothing but super love for FMU.
Oh, yay, yay.
Listener Annie. I remember listener Annie. She says, this is from Wisconsin, listener Annie.
Okay.
She has a complicated comment here. It says, sung, Oklahoma, where the wind goes rushing down the drain. Okay.
All right.
I don't even understand that, but she loves you, apparently. She's pledging to you.
Fantastic.
And to WFMU, and she's keeping WFMU on the air. Lister Felix in South Orange says, I am Felix. I am 7 years old. I love how you tell weird, cool stories. I think Listener Felix is actually a robot. And
no,
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
I think
it could
he's a
be.
Real kid.
It could be. No, I think he's a robot. Because, you know, they have like, you know, that what they're doing now, Hardy, is they have robots with artificial intelligence, and they're developing them as children. They start them out.
Isn't that the movie? Isn't that the AI, the movie?
It's a true thing. It's a true thing. I can send you links because I work at a place where they do that, and they take robots and they call them babies, and they're babies. They're robots. And they're developing them, and they're developing their artificial intelligence the same way that human children develop, and they're teaching them that way.
Uh-oh.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
It's a little terrifying.
It's scarier
terrifying.
Than possums, I think. Oh, listener William, pledging to you, says he's Volunteer Mark's son.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. So be proud of that. Listener Robert. In Woodbridge, New Jersey, pledging to you. And he's going to get your Walk With Me Hardy White DVD through the Arboretum with the exploding trees.
Fantastic.
Yep. That's it for now.
Oh, that's so great to hear from folks, though.
There's a lot. I was reading thank yous.
I know. But now I'm starting to think about robot children. And
Robot possum children. That's even scarier.
Yes, it is. It is. But I think we need to, in a hurry, have more philosophy classes. Because I think we got some things to work out here about, like, what is life? What is consciousness? Those are going to have to speed up a little bit on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
don't
is,
you think?
Because, what is I mean, life? What is consciousness?
I know.
You
there you
me.
Go.
You
Good
know,
point.
You know more than I do.
I don't, though.
No, you do, though. You do.
No, you know, I'm a curious person. This is something I like to...
You are curious. I will agree with that.
So I am curious in every sense of the word. But here's the thing that I want to encourage with people.
Okay.
I'm curious. I'm not the sharpest intellect in the pocketbook or whatever the expression is.
Right.
But I'm curious and I'm unafraid of learning. I'm unafraid of information that may contradict my worldview. I am willing to have my mind blown.
Thank
I am willing
you.
To have my
Thank
thoughts
you.
Stretched out.
Yeah,
so
because there's this whole thing of bias confirmation where people just only want to hear what they already believe.
Exactly. And it's very difficult to figure out what's the truth because there's all sorts of people want to pull you in all sorts of directions, right? You know,
right.
And any time that you decide that something is true, you do run the risk of being deluded in some way.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, if you are always looking and you're always questioning, then you're doing the right thing because then you're always moving forward and you're never settling on any one thing and you're allowing yourself to be open-minded, but you're also making choices about what you think is true, what you think is not true. So I like to read about things. I read about science and philosophy. Do I understand what I'm reading? Sometimes, a lot of times not. When I don't, I ask for help. And that's another thing, like Mr. Rogers, if you're going to take something away from him, don't take away the fact that he wore a sweater. The sweater was stupid. What you should take away the fact is that he wasn't afraid to look dumb when he was learning something. He didn't have that kind of ego. He wasn't afraid to look vulnerable. He wasn't afraid to look like he wasn't an expert. And we have such fragile self-esteem. You know, we want to be thought smart. We want to be thought an expert. Nobody wants to look like they're fumbling and they don't know what they're doing and everything. But to learn, we have to make mistakes and we have to make sometimes embarrassing ones. But that's how we grow. And that's what this station allows us to do, too. No one's ever told me what to do or how to do the show. And I'm sure I've made some colossal mistakes. But if I hadn't, I might have not stumbled on something wonderful that might have helped or moved somebody. So it's delightful that someone is patient enough and loves you enough to let you fail. And that's what this station is a warm, wonderful place to fail.
That's so true. I love the idea of WFMU as the place to fail.
It is.
I love that. That's very nice.
And you won't fall far. You know, it's like a padded, when they put the pad down when you're learning to walk a tightrope or something.
Exactly. You fall off and you're fine. It's fine because the listeners are there to catch you when you fall.
They are. Oh, and they're so understanding and they're so supportive.
Well, we're all in this together. That's the thing. I mean, look at the world today. Look what's going on. It's abhorrent and bizarre, right? And terrifying and scary, just like a possum. But when you find out about the possum, it's not that bad.
It's not.
And when you find out about what's really going on, you say, well, I have my friends. I have WFMU. I have people that care about me that I care about. I have the listeners, and they're supporting us. And we're giving back to them. And it's just, we can make it. We can get together and we can make it. And we will get through this together.
And it's a wonderful, coming to the station and seeing everybody is inspirational in a lot of ways. And one is everybody is just ordinary folk. I mean, it isn't like you've got, this is something that ordinary people can do when they put their minds to something and when they get together and they cooperate and they have respect for one another.
Absolutely. It's like we're not like putting ourselves above everybody and we're not saying we're really cool. We're just saying we're like you and you're like us and we're together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing. I don't know what cool means. I've had people say that, these people are cool. And I don't even know what it means, really. I like people who treat other people with respect and with kindness.
Absolutely.
And that's, I've experienced that at the station in a big, big way.
Yeah. That's what WFMU is all about. So we only have about, 8 minutes left in your show tonight. 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU is the number to call and pledge. WFMU.org is if you want to pledge online. And if you want to give a little bit of money to keep the station running, to keep this important thing happening, that's what you should do right now. Listener Biz, checking in from Portland, Oregon. I lived in Portland, Oregon for a long time. I went to school out there and I lived out there.
Wow.
And I left and I went back and I came here and then I got married to my husband, Sluggo, and then I took Sluggo out to Portland for our honeymoon and tried to persuade him to move out there, and he would not, so we came back here. But Portland is in my heart, and thank you, Listener Biz, for pledging to Hardy White. And to keep
it's amazing to have all these friends and listeners all over these places. Yeah.
All over and all over the world and every place. I was going to learn how to say the phone number in different languages for all your international listeners.
Oh, wow.
But then I didn't.
Next year we'll have the papier-mâché replica.
We'll have you as a robot. And I can kind of say, I'm going to try to say it in Danish now because I'm learning Danish now that I found out from my DNA that I had a Danish grandparent, which I never knew. It's a surprise to me, but I did, apparently. So I'm learning Danish now. So, en otahuner nit ni hunel ni o fyr ni tusen tre hundred rot us six, right? Maybe not. That might not be right. 1-800-989-9368.
That was either the phone number in Danish or
something else.
Or Sonata.
We don't even know. But,
that was a wonderful performance piece. I wish I had known what it was.
I tried and tried. Yeah, I'm learning Danish now because I found out I might be Danish. Yeah. Have you ever had your DNA done? You had your dog's DNA done. Did you have
yes.
your own done?
No, not yet. I don't know if I don't know what information I would gain. I know I'm a human being. I'd like to know how much Neanderthal I am. They do tell you that.
Oh, yeah. 23andMe tells you how much Neanderthal you are. And Ancestry.com does not tell you how much Neanderthal
I think
you are.
I think a lot. I feel I identify
think you are
with
probably. I think you were probably quite a lot Neanderthal, yes.
I think so, too. I'll tell you why. Because I have, I forget what it's called, on the top of my skull, I have is it sagittal crest or something?
A divot?
So it's
it's
a bony ridge, and in antiquity it was for muscles attached there for your massive caveman jaw. So if you have a ridge, then your ancestor, you know, like gorillas have it and everything like that. And I have this, and now I've lost my hair. I'm bald. I'm very bald, naturally.
Oh.
And you can see this ridge down my head, and I do look a bit like my great ape relatives that are still apish.
All right, now we have some people to thank again. Thank you so much. These are all people that called 1-800-989-9368. Apparently, after I said the number in Danish. So I guess they're all Danish speakers. I don't know, but one of them is from Knoxville, Tennessee, and that is listener Scotty.
Oh, that's Scotty. Scotty.
Yeah,
C.
He says he drove up with you last week.
Yeah, he's a volunteer, and he drove up and volunteered for a bunch of shows, and he's a great guy.
Thank you, listener Scotty. Listener, you know, I love that because at this time of the year, all the volunteers come in and they help us out in the phone room. They make dinner for us up in the down on the third floor, and they do everything for us, and it's all about volunteers, and all the DJs are volunteers, all the volunteers are volunteers, everybody, it's like people come in and they make this, it's like a DIY radio station.
It's wonderful to see everybody come in at the marathon, like people with, you know, all their coolers full of food to make lunch, and then the phone room people come in, and some of them, you know, people haven't seen each other for a year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so great.
It is great. Listener Andrea, or Andrea, depending on how... Some people pronounce it Andrea, and some people pronounce it Andrea.
True.
How do you pronounce it?
I would say I had a cousin Andrea, so I would
say
Andrea.
Okay. Listener Andrea in Jersey City, pledging to Hardy White's show. Listener Francis... says, I think he's a real person. I guess he being you.
Well, that would be close to the truth.
That is close to the truth. And
I am, in fact, a real person.
Given a Swag for Life pledge and getting your walk around the Arboretum with Hardy
White. Which is additional proof of my reality.
It is. Now, do people actually see you in the DVD? When you're walking around the Arboretum, excuse me.
I hope they see me.
Do they see you? Or is it just like you're just holding the camera by
yourself? No. See, I'm not holding the camera. The camera is on you from the perspective of my friend. So
your friend would see you.
Right. So I pick you up, my friend.
So people can see you.
And we drive to the Arboretum, which I know we should walk there, but...
Yes.
We
That's
drove,
okay.
and then
yeah, it's
we
outside.
Walk around there, and you are standing next to me, talking to me. You're not saying anything, weirdly, but that's okay. You're
that's
shy,
okay.
maybe.
Maybe you don't have anything to say. You just want to listen to Hardy White the way you do on the radio every week.
And I don't give – I'm so used to being on the radio. Sometimes I don't give, let that little space where other people talk.
Yeah.
I forget to allow for that.
You just go on.
Well, I'm just force a habit.
That's all right.
But if some people need that, you know, if you're on the other end of the radio, so I just wanted to lay here, Hardy, just keep talking. I've been like that. If you're not feeling good or something, he said, just read to me. Just keep talking. I just want to hear that someone's there. I just want to feel someone's near to me. I want to hear another human voice. That's all I want. I just want some contact like that. You know, don't make me say anything back. And we won't, friend. Oh, you can just listen all you want. You don't even have to pay anything. That's the thing. With others who can... will. If you can, that'd be wonderful. But if you don't want or can't pay anything, you don't have to. There's other wonderful people out there, and they know you're listening, and they're paying for you just as much as themselves. And that's because that's how they see the world, and that's how they think.
That is true. And we thank every one of them. And we want to thank listener Chris. in Hillside, New Jersey.
Thanks, Chris.
He has pledged to your show, too. And that is so true. I mean, it's a DIY endeavor. We don't take a lot of money from other, I don't know, we get some money from grants and things, a little bit now and then, but mostly it's all just listeners.
Oh, yeah.
It's listeners who love this station, and we love them back, and we do this 2 weeks a year, and then we're done.
And we know who you are. Those of you
do
this year after year.
Yep.
And we talk about you behind your back in a good way.
Listener Ralphine, listener Sebastian, we love you very much.
And absolutely. Yes, we do.
And everyone else who's pledged for Hardy White. And it's just been a real honor to be on the air with you. I've been really excited that I got to do this.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been fun, right? I wish we didn't have to. Oh,
I know.
So
I really enjoy talking to you. You know, I was going to ask you about all this food that's disappeared from the earth, like dried beef that used to come in a little glass jar. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, for cream chip beef. That's how you make.
Yes, and I was going to ask you about.
S on a shingle.
I was going to ask you about sorghum. Do you remember?
Oh, I know a lot about
sorghum.
Not a lot, but I have sorghum stories.
I had so many. I know you. I'm sure you have sorghum stories. You have possum knowledge and sorghum stories, and you have everything.
It's true.
I would have loved to have talked to you, and I hope that next year when you're back here, I will get to see you in person again.
Let's make that happen. Definitely.
I really want to, and I think that you're coming soon. I understood. I talked to Kurt Gottschalk, and I understand.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say on the air, but I understand that you might be coming back in the fall, and I hope I will see you then.
Oh, that would be lovely.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much, Hardy White. Thank you for being on WFMU. Thank you for everything that you've done for this station. And thank you to the volunteers out there in the phone room that I don't know who you are because I'm in here and you're out there, but we've had some wonderful people answering the phones and bringing in the pledges online. And people can keep pledging at WFMU.org at 1-800-989-9368. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And online, we're at WFMU.org all the time. Thank you, Hardy White, for everything that you've done for this station, and we love you very much.
Thank you, Brahman.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Stop!
you reduce the words of John 3:11, the third chapter, the 11th verse, if you reduce them in the Kabbalistic manner down to their number equivalents, the result is 1-800-989-9368.